up. We're talking well over 10 grand that'll be borrowed, cost to get over there. But in particular, I need to get it well recorded, well documented, and film made up and reported back to the South Australian people and government.
When I drive into your property, I pass two lock the gate signs, and then I approach your ute and there's another one on the back of your ute. But it sounds like at this stage you're saying stop until I have more information. I don't understand what's going on. Is that how you'd sum up where you're at?
Yeah, that's right. I have done enough research to see the alarm bells are ringing loud. So that tells me this definitely should wait until there's a huge amount of research done into it, and I want to see things for myself and talk to people personally, and so I just keep researching.
You are a farmer. You've got plenty of stuff to do around here. There's a parliamentary inquiry going on, you know, national debate about this. Why you? Why do you feel the need to go and do something yourself?
I suppose it was triggered with the Kalangadu meeting where I was asked to chair that, so I didn't wish to take on that role with just what I'd read in papers. I wanted to research myself. So I felt that I needed to find out where shale, which is under the southeast here, had been fracked, and preferably for quite a number of years, 10 or so years. So I just chose America. I'd heard of some problems in Pavilion, Wyoming, and I rang Telstra International, and a little impatient, I was told, "You'll have to give me a name, sir." So I said, "Smith." Les Smith answered the phone, and he said, "Yep, the water smells now, it's polluted. You want to speak to Lindy at the school?" So I rang the school. She said she was too busy. Ring Donna. I rang Donna. She said, "Yep, we've got a small farm. They came in fracking, and the fracking chemical, as confirmed by the EPA, came up into the underground water, killed some of their sheep, calves, and two horses. And now they're feeding bottled water to their hens, cat, and dogs." And immediately, I felt that that could be me in 5 years' time, maybe less.
What is your plan when you go over there? Is it just to find horror stories and bring them back and share them to try and get some action?
No, well, I want to get my teeth into both sides of the stories, and so do the others that are coming with me. So I see my role as important, that we question thoroughly the gas companies, have a look at their operation, most definitely go to farms where people have had the gas companies come in, let them tell us their experiences of what has happened and what people in the southeast may be facing in the future.
Do you not trust the inquiry that's underway in the southeast?
There's politicians involved with that inquiry, and so I'd have to say I haven't got a full confidence. I would like to do as much research as I can and present it to that inquiry. There's a lot of pressure from mining companies on the government, and the government could do with a little bit more money, so we just need to get as much evidence to them as possible. We need to get the truth out to the residents in Adelaide, because when all said and done, the southeast is one of the major food bowls of South Australia. So the impact will flow onto them if our groundwater becomes contaminated.
What if the truth is that it seems to be okay, that everything is running fairly smoothly? Will you accept that fracking could be ideal for this area?
I guess I'd need it to be safe, not fairly safe. But if there could be guarantees that this could be 100% safe, I would invite them on and say, "Hey, how much money's in this for me?" And every farmer in the region would love to make more money, but not at the risk of future generations, health, or businesses.
How would you describe the support you've had from your community here?
I've been involved with door knocking in the region, and we've got 96.2% in the Kalangadu district that are saying they don't want to live in a gas-filled region. I'm confident there's massive support, and people are regularly saying, you know, great idea, it all helps. But it also, they have the confidence that it's one of their own, you know, South Australians that are getting the information. It is more comforting when it's a local doing the trip.